I had a different start for you guys today, but then we have to start again. So, guys!
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Have you ever been negged? No, I'm kidding.
Guys, we're both nubless. Yeah. We're nubbies.
Yeah.
I haven't lived this life in a little bit.
Girl, I live it. What? We're gonna we're gonna skip that. You know what that word reminds me of?
Negging?
Negging is the word. Negging.
N-E-G-G-I-N-G.
It reminds me of when African people say nigga. Like, instead of, like, the N-word, they say nigga. That's what it reminds me of. So, yeah. And it's probably same type of people who neg. So, not Africans.
But I was about to say.
Fresh off the boat. I'm here to be offensive.
I feel like it gives. That reminds me, over the weekend, I was out with Ashley, and they said, Nika, and she literally died of laughter. And I was like, yikes. Yeah, it was funny.
Stop that. You don't have to kiss. That's somebody with a sailor's mouth. You don't have to curse. Okay, guys. Oy. All right. So, boom. We have some things to say, as per usual. But this week, as well as last week, as well as the week before that, and the week before that, it is pertinent. It's so important. Like, I want us to bring this to your attention so that if you're even experiencing anything slightly close to it, you should run with speed. With very much speed.
Very much speed.
Okay. Let's get into it.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about a range of things, but let's start here.
We're talking about men.
Yeah, that too. But still, a range of things. We're talking about a range of things. So basically, I don't know. I feel like I'm in a youthful age of life. Mm-hmm. I'm young.
Yeah.
I'm vibrant.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well educated.
Yeah.
Wealthy.
Yeah.
Sexy. Yeah. You know? What am I not? So
all the negative stuff.
Exactly. Only positives here.
Yeah.
So as a positive human being, in all the ways possible, I'm just really starting to wonder, are the girls telling the truth? And I don't even want to put it like the girls are liars or something, but like, I feel like more times than not, like, I believe that there's beauty out there in love. I believe that there's beauty out there in relationships. But like, especially more times than not, like when people like idealize like a celebrity relationship, mm-hmm, or even the relationship of their friends, we find out that there's several downsides. Several downsides they're not speaking on.
Yeah.
They're not speaking on. They're speaking on the flowers, but they're not speaking on the other things. Like the cheating.
Yeah.
They're speaking on like the bills being paid, but they're not speaking on 12 children. Three baby moms. So like, I'm not going to say that that's the case for everything. And I know it's not, because there has to be. Like, when there's one side of something, there has to be another side of something.
Yeah.
So there has to be perfect beauty out there. But somebody's lying, is what I'm trying to say. Someone.
Some of these girlies are lying. Like, the math is not mathing. The sense is not sensing. The men ain't menning.
Girl.
Not all the men's, but some of the men just aren't menning. And it's just very confusing. So we're here to dissect that. We're here to try to understand that. Like, what's going on? What's going on?
And, like, even if, like, they're menning in the perception that you have of, like, okay, this is what, like, a man should be like, they're menning gender roles-wise, are they menning emotionally? Are you being negged?
Are you being negged? So just imagine me coming to Georgette with this word, negging.
I've learned this word 2 weeks ago because of Daphne, mind you.
Very, very confused. And we'll get to that eventually a little bit later-ish. But yeah, I just feel like a lot of the girlies are my manning. And I'm not seeing the evidence of the man manning.
And you know, I feel like I don't even want this to come off as like...
I do.
I don't even want it to come off as like jealousy or anything like that, because I want it too. It's not even jealousy thing, and I want your happiness. But are you really happy? You know? And blink twice. That's the question. Blink twice if you're not. But like, is there settling going on? And I feel like I literally just asked my brother about this yesterday. I'm like, do you think that, like, when people are settling, they know they're settling, or that they convince themselves that they're not settling? What do you think about that?
I think they have to know.
That they're settling?
Yeah. You think so? I do. Yeah. Maybe not, like, I feel like, if there's a percentage-wise, there's more of them that knows than doesn't know. No. I don't think they're at 100%, but I do think you are not completely innocent here. You're not totally unaware. Because even me, if I'm, like, talking to somebody and I start seeing red flags, and I'm just like, these are looking real orange. I'm just going to ignore. I know they're red flags right then and there. So, yeah, I don't really wholeheartedly believe. I think we all want to, like, make it seem like we're not aware and we're totally caught off guard. I mean, a lot of times we are caught off guard. But as far as, like, really getting into the relationship, you've been dating for some time and you've seen some flags, I do feel like, yeah, you've seen some flags and you're aware that you're kind of settling. Okay, for the most part.
Boom. What if it's not, like, emotional-based? What if it's, like, looks-based? Do you think they know, too? Like, I don't want to be messy, but, like, sometimes I see things and I'm like, now you know.
Okay, well, I think yes. I think in looks more, they know.
They know.
Yeah, because I think emotion is a little bit harder. Obviously, people can lie. People can portray something that they're not. So that can be easier. But I think looks more. But I think that just matters. That just means those people don't care about only looks.
That's
they
true.
Have other things they going have, on, like yeah. a great personality, great financial background, yeah. or things like that, to where they can rely on that and look. Like, I think that is actually the easiest way to know that we're a little unbalanced here.
Yeah.
Unless they just really have beauty standards that are very different than the rest of the Western world, and they think this man is fine or this girl is fine and the rest of us are looking here like this. But I do think that's like the quickest, easiest way of like knowing there's an imbalance.
Look.
Or some sort of settling. Yeah, I think it's easier.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that's the thing. I struggle with this because like I feel like how do I put this? I feel like there's no way, like, I feel like, yes, they know on some level and they're trying to, like, hide it from themselves.
As far as looks or both?
Both.
Okay.
And I'm just mainly more on the look side even. Okay. Like, I feel like they're trying to convince themselves that they're not settling. But, like, I know, like, there's some people who, like, think the best of themselves. And you should.
Yeah.
Think the very best of themselves. And I'm like, this is not somebody who would settle. And then I see their partner.
And every time.
And then I see their partner.
Okay. Yeah.
Or I hear something their partner says and I'm like,
yeah, okay. Yeah. For me, it is more of that because, again, like the looks, I think we all think we kind of have a good idea of what is attractive and unattractive. But once we get to those kind of like nuances of like what people really, really like and want to stick around with for the rest of their life as far as like finding a long term partner. Some people genuinely are trained and I really wish someone trained me. To not be so looks focused, or like there are some people who love very, very Afrocentric features. Like
me.
Yeah, but that is not necessarily going to always be the standard of beauty, especially in the Western world.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that man is ugly or that girl is not cute either, you know? So to me, looks isn't even really, when you know you got like a baddie girl who then has like a good job, good educational background, really very much has like upward mobility as far as like the trajectory of her life, and then you hear the things that her man says to her.
Girl.
To me, that is even more sickening than the looks, personally.
Yeah, I agree.
Cause like, you settle on looks and behavior.
You settle on all the things
and the behavior. Like, girl. What? That is actually mind blowing.
Well. Do you feel like you need to, like, earn the love of your partner?
No. Okay. Okay. When it comes to, like, earning love, that sounds so crazy to me, first of all.
Because it's crazy.
Yeah, I think in general, earning love sounds crazy.
It doesn't connect.
Yeah. I think, you know, people earn trust. People earn all these other things that make you start to love them. But as far as, like, auditioning and tap dancing for the niggas for love, I think that's mind-blowing. And I was just telling Georgette, I saw a TikTok today and, you know, I'm gonna shake the table a little bit. But some people, you know, don't accept certain types of dates, like, as first dates. And they, you know, they don't accept, like, coffee dates or drinks or walks in the park, you said. I'm like, walks in the park? Or just, like, very low effort, low maintenance, low financial investment type of dates. And the girl specifically was talking about how she met this guy, and he was like, yeah, I want to get drinks. And she was like, oh, you know, I would love to see you. She tried to, like, very nicely say, like, you know, I'd love to see you, but I'd rather get dinner. It gives me a chance to get dressed up and really...
Is this Haley Gamble?
Girl, I don't know. I don't think so. Okay. I don't know. But it could be. She.
Shout out, Haley.
And she was like, you know, da-da-da-da-da. And he was like, oh, you know, I'd rather not do dinner. Like, those places... No, he said, those places sound really nice. And I would love to meet you there, but I want you to know I'd be comfortable going half if we meet there. I prefer doing drinks just because it's low. He said something, but all in all, he meant low effort, low money, low da 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 da, right? And she was like, oh, okay, cool. You know, that's not, I'm not interested in that. And I think her having that standard and him having that standard is fine, you know? But I think that it is kind of crazy. Like, you saw me, especially as a girl, like, you are the guy. Like, you are coming towards me 99% of the time in relationships nowadays in the US, I will talk about, right? Like, I'm here, you saw me, you think I'm cute. Like, you already saw some value in me. You probably spoke to me for a little bit, you got my number, cool. You want to take me on a walk so that I can perform for an hour and a half for you so you can decide if I'm worth a $50 dinner between the two of us, probably, or, like, you know, like, or whatever dinner is for two people. She was talking about two apps, two drinks, two desserts, two... I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. But, you know, I love that for the girls. I can't even fit a whole entree into me. But I'm just saying, like, are you trying to ask me? Like, literally, I feel like it'd be just quicker to ask me, are you deserving of a dinner and a drink, ma'am? Like, that is literally wild. It is kind of crazy when you think about it. Like, you want me. You should be trying to impress me, like, low-key. Like, no, yes, maybe so. I'm just like, what is impressive about a walking date? Like,
girl,
what do you want me to do in that time period that would then make it click to you that, yeah, she's deserving of it?
No, she needs a real date.
Yeah.
Y'all
know it's not a real date.
Girl, I will never forget a man who tried to touch me based on buying me some ice cream. Ice cream! And he tried to go half on it. And I'm just like, I'm not comfortable with that. And mind you, the crazy part is that, like, this is why I have the standards that I do now. Because, first of all, why the freak am I on a date about some ice cream? Let's start there. That's one. Two, why am I in a car over some ice cream? Talking, speaking. Like, that should have lit off my spidey sense. Poor, 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 poor.
No!
But, and, girl.
Yeah.
So, mind you, ate the ice cream, whatever, it's cool. Now he's getting all handsy and stuff. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm not that kind of girl. This is date number one. I had to hit him with the who do you think I am?
Yeah.
And then, like, he's still in the stop, so I had to get out the car.
Yeah.
But, like, I also want to say something. I saw this thing earlier this week that was, like, the reason why there's so much disconnect with dating is that, like, men date from zero and women date from 100. You saw that? What do you think about that?
Because
I feel
know.
Like I really do agree, especially these days with men, like, with some status. Like, I feel like they see you as, like, okay, you're attractive, but that's the basis. Like, that's the zero. And then, like, now you have to be loving and caring and possibly a good mother to my children. And, like, possibly, like, I don't know, be okay with me being a little racist or be okay with this and that and that and that and
a
that.
Little like, sexist,
like, a little sexist, like, little it has to, like, build. Whereas we see a man and we're like, he's, like, good looking and he has financial standing, so he's Prince Charming. And we don't see that, like, we don't really, like, notice the part, like, oh, he's kind of sexist. He's kind of rude. Like,
so when women start from zero and they see things, are they deducting? And when men start...
Yeah, so women are deducting.
Start from 100 and they're... Okay.
Men are adding.
Men are adding.
And it takes a lot more for women to subtract.
Okay. I agree then.
Yeah.
I think I watched the video kind of fast and I don't think I was really understanding. I mean, I think I did understand, But again, like I said earlier in this episode, I think it's true. It's true.
Yeah.
I think when you meet somebody, you're kind of more hopeful as a girl. So you're just automatically like, this is going to be cool. Picture or the good future. Yeah, which is really bad.
Picture how we really, look together really in fall bad. Clothes.
Yeah, matching jammies on Christmas. Instantly. Which is so bad. But then I think in general, when I hear that, I don't really want to get too bogged down in, like, the men start from this and women start from this. I think the main thing is just, like, we're on different spectrums, like, different sides, looking at two different things.
Yeah.
Which is my main takeaway from that, and that's what I really much agree with. Because it's crazy to me that, women obviously look for, like, I guess more provider-type things, and men look at, like, beauty. So that's, like, the main two things that they're looking for, right? Like, women want girls that look good and whatever. So that's already two different things. And it's crazy to me that a man can see that the girl has beauty and still have her at zero. That's her number one thing, allegedly. And then a woman will see the man has this, and then he's at 100. Like, yeah, that's mind-blowing, actually, when I think about that. Because it's like, this is literally what...
It should all be 100.
Yeah,
start at
100. That's what I'm saying, but I guess not. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong either way, but it's just interesting.
I'm saying it's wrong. No, I'm kidding.
It's just interesting that their thing is being met literally off jump, and they're still at zero. Because that's the first thing you see. I don't know what you do or what kind of person you are, what you bring to the table and all those things.
Yeah.
Until a lot more searching, you know?
I am the table. Like, what the...
So we need to start at zero.
Yes, I would love to, but my brain doesn't do that. Like, I would genuinely... I think I'm getting much better at it.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting much better at it, but, like, it doesn't... Don't just off-rip work like that.
Yeah.
I think
for... But, like, what does starting at zero look like for you, that you feel like you're getting better at it?
I think I'm getting better at it because, like, there were times where I would see the look of a guy and be like, this is exactly what I want. Or, like, be like... I would see, like, his... standing and be like, this is exactly what I want, and like literally go for the date or like even invest the time. But like, I'm at a point right now where like, I was literally just telling a friend about this, like, I'm meeting men right now, but I'm literally not going out on dates with them because they don't meet my standard. So I feel like I'm doing better at starting off at zero because I want to see first. I want to text. And I know people are like against that, whatever. I want to see if you're the type of person who I even want to speak to.
What do you
I
mean see against that?
Like, some people don't want to text before the first date, like, all that,
I
like,
know.
But I do. I want to see if you talk the way, the last nigga I dated was calling people nigga bitch. So I need specifically to know that you're going to talk the way that I would feel comfortable.
Yeah.
You're going to speak, you're going not going to embarrass me in public. Like, I genuinely want to make sure that, like, this is worth my time. So I think for me, I'm getting much better at that, because I would literally go on dates, like, having an inkling. Having a feeling that this nigga's weird and being like, well, I want the food. But, like, the food is not that deep. I could cook.
Yeah.
It's not that deep. So, like, now I just need to not waste my time. Like, either it's going to be worth it. Or if I catch the smell, the sight, the spidey sense, the bat signal that this nigga is even slightly weird, slightly not what I want, I'm not going.
Yeah.
I'm literally not going. You know how many dates I've turned down the last month? I'm not going. I'm not.
Per. Also, with the low effort dates, I just remembered the girl was also talking about her concealer is literally $40. And that's what I'm feeling. Like, you want me to be a baddie, show up, hair did, clothes cute, tight.
You don't care how that is.
Makeup is not cheap.
Y'all
is it cheap?
Like, no, it's not cheap. Y'all like nails done, which is not cheap, but some of y'all want to pay.
And then the ice cream is $3, $5. I don't even know.
And that was my audition?
Auditioning for dinner.
Oh, I'll be damned.
Literally.
I don't want to do the drinks. Let's move on.
So no, I don't think that you should have to earn love in the way that I see that people are auditioning and trying to earn love right now, personally.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that you should have to earn love either. Like you said, like, it's possible to, like, earn other things that would lead to love.
Yeah.
But to specifically earn love, I believe that that is a specific type of manipulative, narcissistic person who is preying on a specific type of person who is okay with being manipulated and with a narcissist. That's it. That's it.
Let's move on to negging.
We're there.
Oh, okay. My gosh.
Do you want to say it or do you want me to read the definition?
You can read the definition.
Okay.
Guys. Can you go to Wikipedia, please?
We can see. Wikipedia, you better pay us for saying your name.
Yikes!
Your days are numbered.
I want you guys to know before she reads this that I was having a conversation with my brother. Casual, you know, just letting him know about some of the things I'd learned recently in life. And this man said, that man, and this is in relation to me. I want y'all to know I'm not being nicked. No. But he said, it sounds like that man is trying to neg her. And I was like, huh? And I thought it was like a Urban Dictionary type word the man was just making up. This boy sent me a link for the word that would George Ellery read right now.
Okay. Negging, derived from the verb neg, meaning negative feedback. Wow. Is an act of emotional manipulation. What did I say? Whereby a person makes a deliberate backhanded compliment or otherwise flirtatious remark to another person to undermine their confidence and attempt to engender in them into the manipulator's approval. So I like that first definition a little better so that they really get what I'm saying. This is using too many big words. Okay. Just basically to do sexual acts. I wanted the sexual acts in there because that's nasty. Because like, how can you give me a backhand? The first definition of negging was like, they do it in order to like get you to do sexual acts.
Okay.
So like, how can you discompliment me, insult me, backhanded compliment me in order for me to fuck you?
LOL.
No. No way. Literally no way.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's wild. And I mean, I think I like the second one just because it's, I feel like everything after comes from like that initial like attraction and everything else. So yeah, the sexual acts, wild and everything. But just overall, the approval word to me is wild.
Yeah.
Because that's really what it is. Like, you're just fiending and giving in and really wanting this person's approval for the sake of this episode. We're gonna say this man's approval. So this word stumbled upon my life because I was talking to a friend and literally when I think about it, I just want to scream. And I think everybody knows how like tore up I was about the situation because I just think it's absolutely crazy. Basically, a girlfriend of mine dilly-dallying with this man. And he was like, you know, there's a couple things about you that would make me never or want to be with you, like, romantically or put in all the effort. Or, I don't know exactly if it was, like, never, but it's like, there are things stopping me from giving you what you want.
Which is a relationship.
Yes. Yes, it is. It is. You want some sort of commitment, some sort of understanding that we are here together. We are in an understanding together. And he's like, there are things about you that I will not do that will not allow me to do that. So it's one thing to like say that, and I'm, you know, Georgia and I talk a lot, or not a lot, a lot, but especially more recently with Love is Blind, about like men being like very like what do you say, like very straightforward in their words to you. Me personally, I mean, obviously I don't want to hear anything about myself. Like, whoever really wants to hear anything about themselves, but I think overall I'd rather just get to the fucking point a little bit quicker. So if that's how it got to get done, I'm like low-key okay with that, right? But there's just like so much background on like this whole little situation that it's like, we should not be here.
Yeah.
Literally should not be here, right? So cool, we are here. Great. You know, I understand, girlies. I really get it. Like, sometimes there's just something holding you there. We need to pray against that, but I get that, you know, you're still being held there, right? So you're being held here. You're trying to make it work. You're trying to figure it out. And this man that has drug you up, drug you down, drug you sad to sad to sad to sad. And I want you to pause real quick. And you may be thinking, well, what does that mean, Nafi? The first three things that came to your mind have happened here. And that's all I'm going to say. So all those things have happened. And then this man has the audacity to look you in the eyeballs and be like, there are 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 things about you. Like, having a number in general, wild. But there are things about you that, you know, we not finna do what you think we finna do. Absolutely wild. So then you would think, okay, tell me. He's teetering on telling you, teetering on not, da da da. And to me, it is the epitome of manipulation. Because one, how can you ever be around that person again without constantly thinking, am I doing thing number two, thing number four? Am I being annoying right now? Am I this? Am I that? Because you don't know what it is. He's not trying to tell you. I also think he's not trying to tell you so that you don't work on them, get better, and hightail his ass out of there for a better nigga. Like, there are so many layers to that situation.
Let me leave that. So, although this guy told her to find somebody else, so... what are we really speaking on here?
Manipulation?
Yeah, literally manipulation.
Literally manipulation. Like, how can you say, I hope you meet somebody when you travel to the ATFs at LVLs? And then... shorty meet somebody and you upset. Like, I just don't understand. I literally don't understand. But that, things about you that are stopping me from giving you a relationship when all the issues we have absolutely not jack squat shit to do with me. Other than maybe like what I'm tolerating, but like not like, I'm not causing the issues that we're having. You are one foot in, one foot out. If there's things about my personality, leave me the fuck alone. Like, to me, it's like, leave. Like, that's like having expectations and standards. If I, like, you meet a man, he starts cursing around you like a sailor, that's something you don't like, you're not finna sit him down and be like, so we should relearn English link. No. Like, what? Like, that's a grown-ass man. Like, it's not time to relearn. Like, you just know that that's not what you want, and you move on, stuffle, like my mom was saying. But I just don't understand. So, there's things about my personality you don't like. You're not leaving. You're staying. Cool. Staying. You won't tell me what they are. Can't fix it. The face Georgette is making, like, it's so bad. When homegirl was telling me this, I was literally screaming on the phone and laughing periodically. I really felt like in my spirit tore up because I was just like, what? I also felt like as a man, it's so much easier to just like lie or just like kind of teeter on. You know, they be teetering around, ringing rows around and around and all that stuff. Like for a man to really be like, nah.
I feel like I'm so sorry. That is the biggest blessing. I cannot lie to you. As somebody who was in a long teeter back and forth thing, the thing that kept me there was the lack of clarity.
Yeah.
Like the thing that kept me there was the lying.
Yeah.
So somebody is so honest with you enough to be like, this is why you can't have what you want. Oh my God, I'm gone. Oh my God. And I feel like that. I agree with straightforwardness like that on that level if it means we're breaking up after it. Yeah. Like, if it means we're done.
Yeah.
What if we're just going?
What was the reason?
What was the reason?
Yeah. Okay, so in that situation with the, because you're right. This man in this situation did say this pretty straightforwardly. Mm-hmm. But then if everything else is giving confusion, so is that... it's still like his words.
I'm such a words person. Okay. Yes. But maybe
so then, like,
the person is not. So maybe that's why they're staying.
Yeah. And I think that is true. Yeah. I think in general, your words and your actions need to match.
Yeah.
Men love to talk about women and accountability and da 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 da. Literally, as a man, if you say the word accountability to me, like, that is such a turn motherfucker off. Like, ew. Ugh. But anyways, different topic. But like, for the way that they use that word, your actions and your words, ideally, as human beings, should line up. Man, woman, child, everybody.
All of them.
Literally everyone. So if as a woman, your words are hitting more than your actions, and then as a man, you're other way around, or whatever the more normal thing is for men than women, we all suck with accountability. At the end of the day, no one likes to be told about themselves. Yeah. Like, let's be really honest here, like, you know. So I just don't understand. But yeah, so I guess, yeah, and that, I guess that goes to like love languages, or not really love languages, but like what matters more to you.
Yeah.
So if actions matter more than words, you can say whatever you want. She's seeing something else, even though the site isn't really all that great either. But it's okay. It's okay. So for you, the actions were bad, but the words were good.
Yeah. And because I'm such a word, words of affirmation is my top love language. My tip to top.
Yeah.
So like, The actions were not giving in any stretch of the word. Like, when I think about it now, I actually laugh sometimes because the actions were not matching the word at all.
Yeah.
Not even at all. Like, it would take, like, a baby could notice that the words are not matching the actions.
Yeah.
But the words were just hitting so correct that I'm just like, oh, like, duh.
Yeah.
Of course. Like, of course this is going to work. So I feel like me being in that situation, and I feel like maybe that's why the situation didn't come to me. But, like, if me being in that situation, if the person was that honest to be like this, that, or the third, oh, I would have been gone months ago. What if it took blatant disrespect for me to go.
What if their other words are still... Because, you know, that was one time.
What do you mean?
Well, not necessarily one time. Apparently, it was brought up a couple times. But this is one phrase of these things are stopping me. What if all the other words...
are still good? No. You tell me...
You're not
forgiving. There's something... basically something wrong with me as to why you... you and your mama's dirty ass son won't date me? Oh, we're not doing that.
I know.
We're literally not doing that.
I know. I really wish I could be like a fairy godmother, just pull the girls up. Like, just fly around and pull them up.
Go, my love. Go, my love.
Stand up, baby girl. Stand up.
Okay, move. So before I get, I want to tell this Asha Christina story. So, like, I love, 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 love Asha Christina. Like, if you're listening, Asha, I love you. Let's do something together. So, boom. She was telling a story how basically, like, girls sometimes, like, go for the guy who makes them work more or earn their love. And I say this in a way, and I'm also reading Attached right now, which is a really good book. It talks about, like, attachment styles and datings and all that. But, like, Asha talks about basically, like, how there could be a guy named Bob. There could be a guy named Jim. Jim gives you the princess treatment up front. Jim's like, you're amazing, you're wonderful. Like, he takes you out on all the dates, does the thing, spends the bag, does all the stuff. Whereas Bob will be like, in order for us to go on this date, I don't really have it right now. Or maybe he doesn't say that because that's unattractive to women these days. But, like, he's like, we have to go play guitar in town square and people have to put money into the basket in order for us to go on the date. She's saying that, like, the what she's studied and what she's seen is that women will end up going for Jim because he made them earn and work for their love. I think that's crazy.
Bob. This was Bob.
Hey, either way, they're going for the wrong guy. They're going for the guy who's making them work for it. And I could genuinely say that I was this person in the past. Like, I love the feeling of accomplishment. I love the feeling of, like, I did that. I worked for that. But that does not connect. Like, accomplishment in love, I don't think is really it doesn't connect the same as accomplishment in life. Like, you shouldn't have to, like, pour, like, drip things into a bucket. Like, pour, like, move the level up to when this guy loves you. It doesn't make sense. And at the end of the day, you're just going to end up tired. You're going to end up sad. You're going to end up single anyway.
Alone and spent.
Single anyway. So why?
Nothing to give anyone else.
So why? Literally why? Don't do it. Yeah. Somebody who's done it, don't do it. Literally just don't do it.
Why do you think that is?
I think it comes from how you're raised as a person, genuinely. Mm. Like, I think if there is a person in your life, like a family member, like a parent, who are either a parent or, like, somebody.
Immediate family.
Who you're, like, seeking love from. You keep trying to, like, create this pattern and do it over and over and over again. And you do it with your friends. You do it with other people. But, like, I feel like in love is the worst place. It's literally the worst place. Because we crave that, like, other person so bad. Like, in terms of, like, having, like, another person with you. Like, it's a human need. But, like, you crave that person so bad that I genuinely feel like it's the worst. Because, like, at the end of the day, if you're looking for, like, the validation, if you're looking for all those things from another person, you're already in the wrong.
Yeah.
But, like, to, like, keep trying to fill the bucket and fill the bucket and fill the bucket and make this nigga love you or make...
people?
Well, same person.
Okay.
Because they usually fixate on one person. They, as in me in the past. They usually fixate on one person.
Okay.
And that they feel like it's, like, to them, it's unattainable for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, they're unattainable. And they just continue. It's like an anxious attachment style. And they keep trying to, like, get to this person. And the person usually has an avoidance style. Mm-hmm. Like, they're avoiding that love or feeling or whatever. Yeah.
So, with what you were saying about the parent thing, like, did they get it from the parent eventually? So, they moved on to someone else? Or they haven't conquered it with the parents?
They haven't conquered it with the parent. So, they move on to something else. Negus.
And those are the worst ones to move on to. I know. Attachment issues.
I know, because usually. Because
they're going to show you every time. They're going to show you every time. You shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have brought that shit here.
Girl, they usually see that one. That's the only thing they're smart about. That's the only thing they're smart about. Is they usually pick the right one to try. They pick the right one to try. Yeah. They're like, you know what? That one.
That is sickening. Yeah. Absolutely sickening.
Yeah.
But don't let this be y'all, y'all.
Don't let this be y'all, y'all. Do we have any advice to keep our friends from this?
Yes, I'm gonna tell y'all, like I told that girl, run.
Run!
The way I told that girl to run, I said, you need to run, that man hates you. And she was like, and I was like.
Literally run.
Hates you.
You run.
If someone is making you audition, tap dance like a freaking mammy for some mammy. Love. For, like, romantic relationships, I don't know. You need to run. You need to run quickly and efficiently. And you're not running to someone else.
No.
You're running.
To work on yourself.
To work on yourself.
To figure it out.
To figure some things out. We need to figure out what about you like and what you don't like. Especially what you don't like that makes you think you are deserving of this terrible love.
Of this.
Terrible love experiences. You need to figure out what your boundaries are, what your standards are, what your expectations are, what you think is a little too high, what's a little hella too low, and what we're never going down to. You need to figure out a lot of stuff, and that's not easy. That's not easy at all.
Shadow work is what they call it.
Do that. You need to do that. Do that. Quickly and efficiently. Efficiently. If you need help, you need to hire somebody, you need to go on YouTube, you need to do something. I literally, like, that is something that girls should seriously fear. Because I think, especially when we're young, like, we think that we're just kind of here and this is cute for the time. I kid you not, you will wake up and be 40, 45, 50.
And pregnant with that very, avoidant man's kids.
Very confused as to where time has gone. Because if you don't ever put the time in to change it, it won't change. Right. And the time will still keep going. And then one day you'll wake up with a ring or no ring, a kid or four kids. Girl. Or, like, just very confused on where you went wrong.
That's why the toxic ass auntie is not happy. Run before you become her.
You literally need to run, and, like, run to the word, a Bible, a book, a self-help book, a mentor. Literally, I don't know who, I don't know what, but you need
you
to.
Gotta go.
Like, and you have to do it quickly, like, really, really quickly. It makes me so sad. And I think also there's, like, a fear of maybe, like, being alone. I think you need to be okay with being alone a little bit, a lot of it. Being alone and happy should be a lot better than being with somebody and miserable.
Happy, yeah.
Constantly questioning yourself. Being around somebody not knowing if you're doing the things that they don't like.
If you're fearing being alone anyway, you're creating resistance. So think about that.
Yeah.
So if you're fearing being alone, you're bringing it to you. You're bringing it to ya.
Like, you're bringing the energy?
Yeah. Ah, well, that's why I say that all the time.
I'm so scared of wealth.
$1 billion is so afraid of. So scared.
Oh my gosh. I'm scared of a full closet and a man that loves me. I'm scared of an 850 credit score.
No, but actually.
Oh no.
Yes, but boom. So how you also don't end up like your toxic auntie. You notice the red flags. Like, you notice the red flags. Like, for example, I'll give you one quickly. So, boom. Me and this guy were texting the other day, this, that, and the third. I noticed that he just was not that interested. Mm. And past me would have, like, done the things to drudge it up, show him I'm funny, show him I'm cute, send him my
auditioning!
Girl! Send him an accidental picture. Like, this past me would have done a lot. But. Girl, would have done a whole lot of things.
Yeah.
But this me was like, nah, I see you. I see you. And I see where the conversation gets interesting. I see that. Mm-hmm. I see that. And I was just like, you know what? This is a red flag for me, because to me, this means that you're avoidant. Like, to me, this means that, like, you only want what you want. And anything that's past that, anything that's not in that realm of what you want, you don't want me. You don't want me. In short, you don't want me.
Yeah.
Literally, you don't want me. So that's an example. When you see a red flag, you gotta run. Like, I know that it's easy when you actually like somebody to be like, oh, that's an orange flag. Or like,
it's beige.
Oh, it's a circus. Or this is beige. Run. Literally run. Because do you want to be you in 8 years from now? Do you want to be you in 8 years from now and be like, huh, I wasted all that damn time.
Yeah.
I wasted all that damn time. You don't want that to be you.
So how do you figure out, though, like, what a red flag is? Yeah, like, for you. Because, like, what if it's, like, they really... This isn't for me, but it's like, because he was about to say this don't make no damn sense, but I know somebody's going to think this, you know? But it's like, what if it's like, that's interesting. What is the difference between interesting or that's a red flag?
Yeah, okay. So I've had to figure this out on my own.
Okay.
So I think what is interesting, you should always get, like, anything that you peep, you should always keep in your head, like, that's interesting, keep that. But, like, if something is, like, against what you said you wanted in the first place before you met this person.
So you need to know what you want before you meet people.
Like, if you want this, that, and the third, and this person is presenting something opposite of that, that's a red flag. That's a clear red flag, because you set a standard. It was you. You created the standard. And that person is obviously doing something or saying something that's way past that standard. Yeah. That is a red flag. If you're, like, what's that word? If you feel like, okay, this is the guy, this is the one,
mm-hmm.
and they do something that you're like, my best self would not agree with this. My best self wouldn't agree with this.
Wouldn't be with that.
My best self wouldn't be with that.
Yeah.
Then the answer is no. I don't care what situation you're in now. Like, if your best self wouldn't accept it, that's a red flag.
Like the self that you see, like, settled down, married, and 5,
the self
10
that
years.
You see with the Birkin.
Yeah.
That's the what I always think about. Would me?
No, that's such a good thing to say.
Would me with a Birkin?
Okay, so last question. How many, that's interesting, equal a red flag?
Ooh, how interesting, though. Like, I feel like that's interesting, like, oh, they like Indian food. That's interesting. Like, that's actually interesting.
Oh, no, I mean, like, not necessarily a red flag, but, like, that's interesting that you think that, feel that.
Oh, I think no more than 3. Really no more than 3, because you're concerned. At that point, you are concerned.
There's a lot of interesting things going on.
Yeah, you're very concerned. This is a project at this time. We don't need projects. We're not in school.
We're not in school.
Unless you're in school, then worry about your actual projects.
Your graded projects.
Yes, the graded ones. So, yeah. No. And it's all ties up into a pretty little bow of self-love. Love you. Love you. I just feel like if you truly love... know you and set a standard, you won't be in this situation. You will not be negged.
Yeah.
I don't want to ever see you who's listening, I don't want to ever see you be negged, because that is the worst, most terrible use of the human mouth. Never. I don't want to see that.
Like, manipulation
is bad.
It's bad. It's a lot scarier than I think people really, really think about. Because, you know, it's kind of like narcissism. People throw it around. But that's like an actual, like, diagnosed thing. Not necessarily manipulation, but like that, I think it's like all the same.
Yeah.
Like, you're very, that's very serious. For someone to calculately be thinking how to just ruin you, you're not scared.
You should be afraid. All those witches and wizards you're afraid of, you should be scared of the narcissist in front of
right
you.
Right in your home,
the
right
narcissist
in, your face.
In front of you. The
yeah.
narcissist that's in your pussy. That guy. That's who you should be afraid of.
In your pussy. I was like, what is pussy? Like, what? Understood. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great place to really just be afraid. You should be so afraid that you're just not, we don't live in fear, but, you know. You should be so aware and so on, like, what you say? Are you negging me, nigga? You should be so ready that it can't even come to your front door.
No, it can't.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Love yourself. Bye, guys.
This is Through Thick
and Thin.